Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Marketing 101. This week, we're going to be going through around the horn when it comes to marketing. A lot of you are starting to get the concept of building your network, getting a lot of people under your Rolodex, getting a lot of people connected to what you do so that you can build your network and get referrals. That's the whole point of networking, is that people know who you are, but really we're missing the point. I think we're looking for the referrals and very confused on how to get there. So a lot of people are not building the roadmap properly on how to get to the point where other providers and other professionals in your area will actually be able to refer to you. It's nurturing that relationship and building that relationship capital that ends up getting you there. So let's start talking about networking, because it's actually a lot more beefy than we're making it out to be. I mean, it's not just simple as just shaking someone's hand and then boom, they're going to start referring to you. The best thing to do is determine which professionals you want to work with. You got to identify your network. So most common things that happen with service providers is we go to other service providers, medical doctors, pediatricians, massage therapists, nutritionists, trainers, and we do the same thing over and over again. But you got to remember, they're being approached by every other chiropractor as well. They're doing the same thing, trying to network with them. Many of them strictly just try and find as many chiropractors as they can to network with, because you guys are such great referral sources to them, but not vice versa. So we got to think a little bit deeper when it comes to the network of professionals that we want to work with. It's not just those people. We want to go based off of our ideal client, your ideal patient. So if you're seeing patients right now, pick the ones that are your favorite, the ones that pay, that show up on time, that refer. Those are your ideal clients. And where do they go? Are they seeing all those people as well? Physical therapists, medical doctors, massage therapists, nutritionists, are they doing all that stuff? Or are they doing some other stuff on top of that? Are they going to hair salons? Are they going to Whole Foods? Are they doing other things? That's where these broader networks can start to get together. We're always thinking inside the box. PT, medical doctors, attorneys, we want to get referrals from them because of our acute mindset of just helping people with injuries or helping people with chronic conditions. But we really want to think bigger than that and build that broad network of people through there. So really think about your target network and who's there. You start from there, and then you want to join professional associations. Now, you don't have to show up to all the meetings, but being part of the associations helps you as long as they have a broad internet presence. So maybe your state board association, maybe the local chiropractic society, whatever may be close by, and being listed on their website can help you just in SEO categories there as well. But also attend those local meetings and seminars. That's another great way to meet these people and people that you may have never thought of to integrate with or network with in the first place. And then what you have to do is a little bit of the groundwork. You got to build an online presence for yourself. You really got to start putting all your stuff on your social media. You got to have a LinkedIn profile so that your credibility starts to improve with who you're mixing and mingling with. So when you start to network with people, you actually have something relatable for them to go back and look upon. Or if they forget your name, or they're like, oh man, who was that person I went to talk with? They're all the way up in North Pittsburgh area. And they can just search and find you by some type of credential or the name of your clinic or something online, which really helps. And then just participate on all the online stuff that you do. We forget about that. We create this stuff, we leave it and forget it, and then we wonder why it's not working. Participate in your online forums and the groups that you're part of. But you actually have to say stuff. You actually have to participate and like or leave a comment or do something so people can see you. Be super active in your local neighborhood communities as well. Have your current patients that are in those communities, remind them, leave it on the whiteboard in your front office or your waiting area and tell them, hey, are you part of this neighborhood group? Are you part of this neighborhood group? And if you're not, join it. And just whenever anyone asks for a chiropractor, make sure you're referring us there. We'd really appreciate it. This happens organically, but by stimulating referrals that way, it works really well there. So being part of the online presence that you create, being part of the forums, being part of the groups, and then collaborate on patient care. When you do refer someone, send a letter, send something to that office, to the physical therapist saying, hey, this is how far we've got so far with my diagnosis. What do you think? Send us your report on what you're going to do for the patient moving forward. It builds a back and forth relationship with them, and it shows that you actually take one step further than just the referral. A big thing right now is just so many people are so busy that when you send a referral, it's hard for that patient to get in. It's hard for the patient to relay the communication of where they are so far. Some of them can barely get in because the provider is so busy. So this is the number one complaint we are learning as we grow with our networks. Not only does our practice grow, but the people that we've referred to over the years, their practices have grown too. And then we get some disgruntled patients that come back. Like, why did you refer me there? They can barely get us in. It's because you weren't keeping that relationship open. You didn't know that they were running into all these problems. You didn't know that, you know, they're on mat leave. The actual doctor you're referring to is on mat leave. So these are little things that tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. It's one of those virtues that means a lot. It tells me who you surround yourself with really tells us who you are too. So if you're referring to bad sources, this comes back to hurt you too. So protect yourself on that. Keep your group together. We talk about your network of 100 people, your group of the 20 closest ones that you interact with and do business with, and then your gang. We talk about that posse that you create, that clique, that gang of, you know, 4, 5, 6 people that you have in your gang that you guys is just so tight, so close that you're always referring back and forth. Staying on really on top of that gang and knowing where they're at is important. But that group of 20 that you have, those are the people that sometimes you forget about, and a couple of years goes by and you didn't know that they moved out of town. You learn through the grapevine. These are things that can come back and actually hurt you. So when you're building this system, and I call it around the horn, if you play baseball, you know what that is. Before, you know, when the pitcher strikes someone out, the catcher will throw it to first base, the first baseman will throw it to second baseman will throw it to the third baseman, shortstop, and then right back to the pitcher. That's going around the horn. That's the same thing. That's your gang, right? That's the infield gang that you have that's close and tight. Collaborate with patient care. Provide educational workshops and invite your gang of 5, your group of 20 to those. So when you're doing your workshops, it's not just for potential new clients. Bring those people there too. They love to hear this stuff because then they know more about what you do. Saves you, 10 other lunches that you have to sit down, or coffee dates where you have to sit down with 10 other people for one-on-one that could be, an hour and a half of your time times 10. You invite them all to your workshops, those interesting things that you do for your ideal clients in your niche. And now they get to understand a deeper level, and it separates you from the other chiropractors that they may know as well. That's pretty cool too. Provide educational workshops, offer lunch and learn sessions for them. That's like one-on-ones. That's always nice to do, and volunteer and participate in community events because your network will be there as well. So these are all little things that you can do slowly that consume a little bit of your time, but pay dividends in the long run, the more intricate you are in your community. I've learned a lot through mortgage brokers, especially mortgage brokers that own their firms, or maybe you're high up in the firm. They're usually smaller offices. They got like 5 brokers in there. They're doing their thing. But they're highly involved in the community. And I wonder, how they get to do the volume that they do. And it's because they're always intricately involved in their community doing things. So that's pretty amazing there. Follow up, make sure you follow up. Once you do something, create a system to follow up with all these networking events that you do. And then be patient and persistent. This is great in the personal injury realm where you want to meet attorneys or get your foot into these law firms. It's not always the first coffee that you send there that reminds them of what you do, but it's just being persistent. Hey, did you get my email? Is the attorney available for a lunch or a coffee sometime, or even just a quick call? Sorry, it took so long for us to get back to you. Yes, he'd love to do that. He's got Fridays available, which one's good for you? And then it just opens up that dialogue there. So be persistent. Don't just think because you sent one email and there was no reply that they don't want to talk to you. I don't accept no for an answer until I get a no. You have to actually say no for me to be like, oh, okay. And then even then it's really not a no. It's just that just means not now. And then 3 months from now, I'm reaching out to them again. It'd be amazed like how a year goes by and I reach out to them again. They said no. And then they're like, actually, you know what? Yeah. And then you realize their business kind of slowed down. So they kind of need to get back into networking, especially these days. So be persistent. I think this is what separates greatness from good, is really the persistence of people wanting to do that. I beat myself up as an owner all the time about being, you know, I could do more, I could be lazy. I'm sure we all do this as entrepreneurs. And what else could we do? What could I have done better to be in a better position today? And it's futile conversations that I have with myself. But really, the thing that others admire me about, that I learn from, you know, my wife talking to other people, and she's like, you know, these people that you've been working with the last 5 years, they really admire your work ethic. You're super persistent. You always come back. They forget to reach out to you, but then at some point you're coming back to them and they feel bad because three times you've asked them to do this, or twice you dropped off coffee. And then it's not that they feel owed or indebted to you, but now they're like, man, he's serious about his business. How can I help? People do want to help you. You just got to be persistent. And then be a valuable resource. I think that's another thing that I don't give myself credit for. I am a resource. I at least try and link other people up. So maybe it's not a referral for my practice, but I'd be like, hey, have you talked to this, you know, doula? She's absolutely fantastic. You guys would do great. And then you hook, you know, two other professionals up and they end up doing great things and working together and doing workshops together. I've seen it multiple times. It's absolutely fantastic. Be a resource as well. So that was a lot jam-packed all in there, but this is, it's not as simple as just going to a BNI where, you know, every Thursday morning, you know, identify your target network, join local professional associations, attend those meetings and seminars, build an online presence, and then participate in that online presence, collaborate on patient care with the network that you're building, provide educational workshops, and then start to do the coffee things and the lunch meetings and volunteer and participate in community events. But build personal relationships with everyone that you get to meet, follow up with them, and be persistent. That is really the top 10 things that you can do to start building that circle, that round and round we go with everything that we do as far as trying to build referrals in our office. So I've been getting this a lot. People are getting the concept. They're like, okay, I'm building my network, right? I'm like, how are you doing that? I'm writing names on a piece of paper. Okay, it's a good start. Way to go. At least now you have a source of all the people that you're getting to meet. That's really important. Name, phone number, email, and address of all these people that you're getting in your network, which is really good. And remember, your network changes every year. You know, you have this list of 100 people. You may scratch people off the list and add new people to it, especially in your top 20. Your top 20 may change. You may have somebody that was, you know, on the 40 on the list that all of a sudden started to refer to you. You guys started to do things together. You catch each other in the community more, and you bump them up to number 10 from number 40. And then number 20 is out, you know, is out of your top 20. And those are the people that, and we just use these numbers because this is, it can get out of control. You can only really focus on about 100 people total in just the general concept as one individual. So this comes from psychology. That's why we pick 100. So those of you with like 5,000 friends on your Facebook page, I mean, you truly don't know what 5,000 of them are up to. There's just no way to keep in contact with them except through social media. So it's really the 100 thing. And really, let's be honest, it's truly the group of five that you're going to spend your time with. It's the 100 that you have on your Rolodex that you can make contacts with. So when they do reach out to you, you'd be like, oh, hey, John, it's been a while. How's it going? Catch me up. What's new? Thanks for the referral. And that's how you, and just want to stimulate both the sources of your referrals, the referrals that come to your office. You want to thank people for that. You want to give credit to where credit is due. That just make people feel appreciated for doing that, because you're super appreciative for every referral that you get as well. And that's how you build just a good foundation to any business. So this has been a number one topic recently with a lot of clients online and groups that I've been a part of. Is like, okay, I'm getting the concept, but what do I do? Well, there's a little bit of groundwork that comes with this, and you can get parts of your team involved in this too. You could have somebody who just, you know, goes out and does the coffee drop-offs to the midwives, to the doulas, to the attorneys, to, you can do this stuff. I'm not a big fan of sending staff out onto the road, just liability reasons for car accidents and yada, yada, yada. But it is a thing you can do. And there's people who do it. I mean, you can have a marketing director that does that. And it's part of their job. They drive and they have car insurance, and you'll be okay. But that's just one thing that crosses my mind. I'd hate for like a CA to go out there and then get into a fender bender or something like that. That would ruin their day and their week. So that those are my concerns when it comes to that. But you can definitely work ways around that and have a dedicated marketing person who does it for you and have cool swag, have cool printouts and stuff that you can leave that are useful for the different places that you go. So hopefully this was useful for you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep going with success. And when you have questions, we're here for you. Reach out at any time. Make sure you like, subscribe, share this with others so we can grow this group and get more and more people involved and get it more robust so we get better answers to bigger questions. Have a great week. Stay well.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.